Good evening, everyone. Yes, it's me again, and it's night shifts are winding down. It's Monday morning, and I actually want to talk about weed, and not the regular kind. I'm talking about the medical kind. Yeah, you're probably saying, E-Master, you're such a stoner, man. What the fuck's wrong with you? As you can clearly see, I don't talk like Tommy Chong in the Cheech and Chong movies. And I don't sound like somebody out of a National Lampoon's film who's been typecasted into being a stoner. Or the character Floyd that Brad Pitt played in California. No, I'm perfectly coherent, obviously. Let me give you a little background on how long I've been doing it for. I've been smoking weed for about, I would say, 8 or 7 years. Let's say 7 years, 2002, I believe I started. Which I thought was a decent age because I was obviously, you know, young. But I was fully grown, so it wasn't going to mess with my developmental stages like had I done it in high school. So, I've lately been, as I mentioned in my last boo, I've been looking at medical pot in Canada, and I read some articles about it and whatnot. It appears to be a massive pain in the ass to get your medical card in Canada because doctors here are not willing to put their reputations on the line or willing to basically help a person out to fill out the forms. And mainly because A, they make you try every single other drug out there made by pharmaceutical companies, whom, of course, they're in cahoots with, understandably. So everybody's out to get money, everybody looks out for themselves. I don't blame them for selling out, I don't. I'd probably do the same thing if I was them. But the thing is, though, is if they sign papers for a patient to get medical pot in Canada, they go on a list. So again, I can understand why they wouldn't want to do it. A lot of places have said, look for a doctor who's like near retiring, you know, and have them do it. But I don't know. It seems too much of a pain in the ass for me to go through. I mean, I'll brush it by my doctor next time during a checkup, which I'm probably going to have to go to my doctor soon because of my shoulder. I really wish Audioboo was longer than 5 minutes. Anyways, so, I looked in it, it's a pain in the ass, but you know what, I'm going to give it a shot, because, I mean, they will prescribe me all sorts of sleeping medication, which I don't have to take. I can take a prescription for it and claim I've taken it, because there's no way a doctor can check if his prescription's been filled. Not net, at least. Not in Canada. But anyways, back to medical pot. I just want to be exempt. I don't want to have to face the consequences of being caught with it just because I need it because I need to sleep. I mean, of course, like I said before, I do it recreationally. I do it recreationally, but I also do it half-wise medicinally because, like I said, if during the day I can't sleep, I really can't sleep unless I stay up until 5 in the morning or unless I'm smoking weed, and then I can fall asleep within anywhere between 45 seconds and 10 minutes, which is a lot better than me tossing and turning for 5 hours. So, and like I said, up here the doctors just really don't want to sign the forms. They don't want to sign the forms because they're in cahoots with pharmaceutical companies, obviously. And, you know, they don't want to lose all those nice dinners they get from the pharma companies when they present new drugs to them, which is bullshit. But you know what? That's the way the world works, and I understand that. So I gotta find me a doctor who can do that. First of all, I'll brush it by my doctor. We'll see. He's pretty old. I mean, he can't be too far away from retiring. So I don't know. I'll see what he says. Maybe I'll have him prescribe me a few sleeping meds, which I'm not gonna take because, again, a lot of these sleeping medications, these common side effects are death. And again, if you're diabetic, you're fucked. So, and I don't want to take those, even the holistic ones. I don't like pill casings being in my stomach either. I've tried that night tea, whatever the hell it was. It's a special holistic tea that's supposed to help you sleep. That didn't do shit to me. All that did was wake me up. Anyways, I'm out of time again. So, I guess part 3 will come up tomorrow. Later.